the program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you with us on this Monday morning. We call this little program Truth for the Day. Pilate asked Jesus in John 18, verse 38, what is truth? And what do we mean by truth? What are we trying to accomplish on this program? We're trying to give you some great principle to live by. We're trying to get across that which is right in contrast with that which is wrong. We want to know that which is true in contrast with that which is false, so we can believe the right thing or be on the right track. Exactly what do we mean by truth? We make our appeal directly to the Word of God, which we believe is the ultimate truth. When Jesus came into this world, we read about it in John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Then we read in this same chapter of John chapter 1, verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The word truth is used in two different ways, perhaps. Number one, that which is true in contrast with that which is false. And two, that which is true in the sense of being reality. Perhaps number two, reality, is what is meant as we read there in John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and reality came by Jesus Christ. The Old Testament law of Moses was not false, so truth used in contrast with this law doesn't mean that the Old Testament was false. It is as the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 10:1, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing. And then he goes on to say that the animal sacrifices could never take away sin, but they pointed to Christ Jesus. They were a shadow of the reality that was to come in him. Jesus was an embodiment of the truth when he was upon this earth. He said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He lived the truth perfectly, and he spoke it. When he opened his mouth, he began his great teachings by saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, or truly, truly, I say unto you. And oh, what profound teachings came from his lips. He spake as no man ever spoke. In John 8:31 and 32 we read, where he says, if ye continue in my word, ye shall be my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. In John chapters 14, 15, and 16, Jesus speaks to his disciples of the coming of the Holy Spirit. John 16, verses 12 and 13, well, here we read what Jesus said. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit did just exactly that, and now we have all spiritual truth in the form of the completed Word of God, or the Bible. That's why Jesus could pray in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Therefore, we call this program Truth for the Day. That's what it's all about. We try to call your attention to the eternal truth of God's Word that is the ultimate authority in the world for knowing what is right and wrong. You're invited to keep your Bible handy as we talk about truth each day. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And in John 12, verse 48, Jesus said there, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one to judge him, because the word I have spoken will judge him in the last day. And of course, John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Yes, truth is important. Let us seek it out and follow us each day with an open Bible. Thank you for listening today.